Ever since the Norfolk Southern derailment and the burn-off of vinyl chloride in 5 tanker cars, some East Palestine residents have chosen to live in hotels miles away, and they're not ready to go back home. Grace Springer with Kent State University Collaborative News Lab shares some of their stories.
Every day, Candy Keel, Mike Dugan, and Christina Dilworth gather in the lobby at the Best Western Plus in Columbiana. This day, they're sharing breakfast together.
Yesterday, I kept thinking today, yesterday was Friday.
And I'm like,
we should know what day it was. I don't even know anymore.
They have had to adjust to the reality that this is their new home. It's not that they can't go home, they just don't feel it's safe. Candy Keel has lived in the same home in East Palestine her entire life. These days, she goes back every 2 weeks to do laundry, but she's not certain it will ever be safe to live there again.
I won't even take my grandkids over to my house. I'm afraid.
Keel worries about the toxic chemicals that spilled and burned following the derailment. When she goes back to run errands in town, she says her lips and tongue tingle. She also experiences headaches and dizziness. But it is the unknown that remains her biggest concern.
We live behind the one creek that is contaminated. How safe is my house? What else are you hiding? Why aren't you telling us everything?
Norfolk Southern is covering the cost of living for many displaced residents, like Keel. As of late June, the company began to crack down on who is receiving assistance. While she's confident she will be able to stay longer, the change has made her uneasy. Mike Dugan lives less than a quarter of a mile from the derailment site. He returns home about once a week to mow his grass and feed his cat. But he chooses to live in the hotel because of fears of long-term health effects.
You have that unknown in the back of your head all the time. It's like, is there something going on here? Am I going to be sick 5 years, 10 years down the road from this crap? We don't know.
Dugan says the daily get-togethers in the lobby of the Best Western have been the highlight of his day.
I originated that. I said, I've got to do something. So I told these guys, hey, 8 o'clock coffee, hot chocolate downstairs.
A third member of the group, Christina Dilworth, lives a half mile from the derailment site. She didn't move out at first, even though she says she began experiencing symptoms early on. She thought they would go away as the site was cleaned up. In late April, she says she finally decided she couldn't wait.
I got sick, I got nauseated, got headaches. I mean, it got to the point where, I got so sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Since moving into the Best Western, she says she has improved dramatically.
And I feel so much better. You know, my face is clearing up, and I mean, it's still a little bit there, but it's so much smoother, and I'm not nauseated. I haven't had any headaches.
Dilworth appreciates how Norfolk Southern has covered her expenses, but she never imagined needing that kind of help.
Kind of frustrating that we have to depend on them to give us a place to live and food and, you know, because we didn't ask for any of this.
Dilworth says she believes Norfolk Southern has begun to crack down on relocation payments because of people who abused it and weren't actually living in hotels. She says she was reassured at an EPA meeting in July that her stay will continue to be covered. Now, she estimates that just about 10 people from East Palestine are still at the Best Western. Previously, she said they filled about half of the 52-room hotel. Dilworth says what's most frustrating is not having all the answers about what will happen to East Palestine.
Me, I'm nosy. I'll drive over by the site and I'll be, hey, what you doing there? And some of us will tell us exactly what's going on, and other ones, we're not allowed to tell you.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is our town. You know, we have a right to know.
Dilworth says the one good thing out of the derailment for her, Dugan, and Keel, has been the chance to get to know each other a little bit better.
See, this is what's happened. We've all bonded. I mean, we've all been friends, but not like now. Now we've become really close because
this is our family now.
Yeah.
Grace Springer, IdeaStream Public Media.
Grace Springer is a reporter with the Collaborative News Lab at Kent State, a student newsroom whose work appears in professional media outlets.